Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi, and we're here after a 35-17 home victory for the Patriots over the Bengals. But it was really a tale of two halves, or really, Bob, a tale of a safety that changed the momentum for the Patriots today. What'd you see? We'll start with defense.
Yeah, Miranda, in the first half, a lot of chunk plays for Andy Dalton. Got off to a great start in this game. 10 for 10, the Bengals had three long drives in a span of four series, bridging the halftime. They had taken a lead. The Patriots came back, regained the upper hand, but then the Bengals came back in the third quarter and took the advantage. And then, as you alluded to, Dante Hightower pressuring Andy Dalton immediately after a critical holding call in Cincinnati, which nullified a first down and set the Bengals back to their eight-yard line. Second safety in as many weeks for the Patriots and a turning point. Patriots got the ball back at midfield on the next possession with great field position. They went in and scored. Then they scored again with a touchdown and took control of this game.
It was Tom Brady's homecoming, but the offense was stagnant in the first half. They found their rhythm in the second half. What did you see from the offensive line in the first half that wasn't helping Tom Brady out?
Well, they weren't giving Tom Brady a lot of time. The interior of the offensive line struggled, it appeared, early on, and not a lot of blitzing from the Bengals early on. And Cincinnati as well covered the field very well. In the second half, with more time, Brady found Rob Gronkowski repeatedly. Gronk with 162 yards receiving today. That's a career high for him. But it wasn't only Gronkowski, who had a touchdown catch as well. It was Chris Hogan for a long gainer, a key play on a scoring drive. It was James White out of the backfield with a huge afternoon for the Patriots.
And Bob, a little bit of chippiness today. The players, when we ask them post-game, say, just part of the game, you get a bunch of guys together, it's going to happen. But Rob Gronkowski got an earful from Bill Belichick today.
It is part of the game, Miranda, but it often seems to be part of the game when the Cincinnati Bengals are playing, perhaps more so than anybody else. We saw in the second half as the game was falling out of control from Cincinnati, Vontez Burfict, from my view, take a cheap shot at Martellus Bennett. It was away from a play downfield. Bennett was in the middle of the field, and Vontez Burfict, who was a guy who was suspended for the first three games of the season because of his flagrant actions in the postseason last year, took a run at Bennett, but a dive toward his left leg, the back of his left knee, and that seemed to spiral the Bengals out of control a bit. Adam Pac-Man Jones got called for a defensive penalty. He could have been flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. But thereafter, as you mentioned, Rob Gronkowski got penalized for taunting as emotions flared up on both sides. Later, LeGarrette Blount was in the mix for the Patriots. Interestingly enough, no Bengals were penalized in a similar act. Nonetheless, Bill Belichick wasn't happy with Gronk. It was a setback the Patriots were able to overcome in this game. But, of course, the kind of thing you don't want to see at any point, especially in a close game down the road.
Very un-Patriot-like, very un-Belichick-like. Well, Bob, we're off to Pittsburgh next week. What do you think the Patriots have to take from this week to Pittsburgh?
Well, you certainly would like to see the second half defensive effort that we saw today. Next week, they'll need it against the Steelers in a bounce back game for them, surprised by the Miami Dolphins today, although Ben Roethlisberger was banged up in that contest. It's a dangerous team, especially at home. Patriots offensively, you got to like what you've seen thus far. The two tight ends, James White's continued development out of the backfield. And you figure that sooner rather than later, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman will rekindle that chemistry they've had for so long for this team.
All right, Bob, we'll be on the lookout for it. Bob and I will be in Pittsburgh to get you all of the updates. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi. Thanks for watching.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.